the Gemara of the Zohar Daf Samach Daled on the Bay says, "Ezel Gerto, Shav Kol Shekibel Olav B'Knei Gimel Chaverim Shelo Lavod Abu Dezor." We have to know what a Gerto is. In the definition of a Goy, there's three categories. There's a Goy, and a Ben Noach, and a Gerto. And the Rishonim explained that a Goy is just a regular Goy. He's not probably most cases he's over on the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which we'll explain soon. And then there's a definition called the Ben Noach. Ben Noach means somebody, a Goy, that's not over on the Sheva Mitzvahs, but he never promised, he never took upon himself to be Mekayim. That's the middle case. And then there's a Ger Toshav, which was Mekabel on himself. He did the Mekayim, all seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And it was Mekabel, as it says here in the Bright, Ezel Ger Toshav, Shekibel Olav B'Snei Gimel Chaverim. The Kabbalah, that a Ger Toshav is Mekabel, is in front of three Chaverim, and the Rishonim say it means three Yidin, a Bezdin of three Yidin. There are three shittas here in the Gemara. What's a Ger Toshav? One shita is the first shita of Reb Meir, that he was Mekabel in front of three Chaverim not to do Avodah Zorah, and that's enough to be called a Ger Toshav. And then the next shita is the Chachomim that say that if he was Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, he has to make the Kabbal on all seven, then he's called a Ger Toshav. And the next category is with either Acherim or Min, Elu Lobo Litlal Ger Toshav. These, all these that we said, either they's Mekabel, they's not going to do Avodah Zorah. Or the next sheet of they's Mekabel, all seven, is not called the Ger Toshav. Or Zel Ger Toshav, the Ger Ochel Nevelos, Shekibel Olav Lekayim, Kol Mitzvah Zahmur Batoro, Chut Meisir Nevelos. So Acherim say that he has to be Mekabel on himself everything, Chut that he eats Nevelos. And in the Sifro, in Parshas Bahar, we find, that's yesterday's Parsha we read, is it says, "B'chisasi gad ger b'toshav imoch, umoch ochicho imoch, v'nimkar leger toshav imoch, o le'ikar mishpachas ger." So there it says, there are three categories. There's the ger tzedech, and the toshav is a ger toshav. And then there's mishpachas ger, which is a goy. And then we have eikar mishpachas ger, which is a avodah zorah. The Rambam says in says that we don't allow a goy to live amongst us. We don't even let him go through our land. And then the Rambam goes on to say that in the Kabbalah Ger Toshav Elo Bizman Shayovel Noeg. Abol Shelo Bizman Ayovel Ein Mekablin Elo Ger Tzedek Bilvad. That means the din of Ger Toshav, the Rambam says, is only Noeg for Mekabbalah Ger Toshav only when it's the time of Yovel. When the Yovel is not Noeg, like nowadays, so we're not Mekabbalah Ger Toshav, but we're Mekabbalah Ger Tzedek. And the Ravid says, Ein imash velo b'yeshiva tzoret. The Ravid says that we do allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael, even though we're not knowing the din of Kabbalah Ger Toshav, still he can live in Eretz Yisrael. The Magid Mishnah is masbir, because the whole din that you're not allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael is because of that we might learn from him to do Avodah Zorah, because it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, lo yeshvu ba'artzecho, we don't allow going to live in our land. Ten yachtiu otzcho, because they might make you do avera. They'll teach you to do avera. Kisavu defelu heyem kiyel l'chol emokesh. And you'll do their avodah zorah. So it'll be avera. It won't be good for you. So because of avodah zorah, we don't allow him to live here. So if he's a Rambam, it's only if he was mekabel on himself to be a ger toshav. And if there isn't the din kabbalah of ger toshav, because it's bizman, that the yovel is not knowing. So we also can't allow him to live here because he's not called a Ger Toshav. Let's see the Ravid, As long as he's not doing Avodah Zarah, we allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Magid Mishnah says that it could be the Rambam is also Mode that you allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael because he's not doing Avodah Zarah. The whole reason is Penyachtiu Oshomim. That's the Gabi living in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam himself says the Gabi the Din of Kabbalah of Ger Toshuv. The Rambam says that we have to find out what this Din of Kabbalah. Before Matan Torah, the Goyim were Metzuvah and Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. There was no Din Kabbalah. Then when did the Din of Kabbalah start, and what does Kabbalah tell us? What the Gemara says, Ezel Ger Toshuv Kol Shekibel Olav Bifnei Shloshev. So the Rambam says in Ilchus Melachim, Perek Ches Alochi Yud, V'chein Tshuva Moshe Rabbeinu Miti Agvura. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded from Hashem, L'ochuv es kol boi ha'olam, to force all people in the world, B'kabel mitzvah shem itztavu b'nei noach. Chol mi shelo yekabel yehore. V'amekabel osam hu ha'nikro ger toshav. Whoever is mekabel, takes upon himself to do the Sheva mitzvah, he is called the ger toshav, b'chol mokim in any din. V'torich lekabel olav b'fnei shlosho chaverim. And this Kabbalah is not stam that he takes upon himself, only has to be in front of three yidn, three chaverim. Chol ha-mekabel olav lomul, that's another thing. Then the Rambam says, whoever is mekabel sheva mitzvahs, and he's nizar to do it, so he's called from chassidei umus olam, and he has the chelik l'olam habo. Who she-kabel olam, what's the kabbalah? He's mekabel to do sheva mitzvahs, and he has to be mekabel, he has to take upon himself to do it, because because Hashem said in the Torah that Goyim should do Sheva Mitzvahs. He told us Moshe Rabbeinu that means that he has to be he has to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu said it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he told them the Goyim have to be Mekayim Sheva Mitzvahs, even because the Mitzvah said Noach had it before Matan Torah. אבל אם עשו המקנה אחרי הדעת, אין זה גרטושו בין המחצי באומות העולם ולא מחכמם. But he can't do it because he understands. If it's his own mind that understands that you have to do these seven mitzvahs, he's not called the גרטושו and it's not called the Kabbalah. He has to do it because Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us in the Torah. So we see from this Rambam that aside from the Sheva mitzvahs, the Goy also is mechuyev to believe that there's Torah min HaShemayim. If he doesn't believe in Torah min HaShemayim, he'll never get to be Mekabel, the Sheva Mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. He'll never become a Ger Toshav. There's a Chiyuv that a Goy has to believe in Torah min HaShemayim, and that the Torah said that he has to do Sheva Mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. Then the Rambam says, which are the Sheva Mitzvahs? Al Shisho Dvorim Mitztava Odom Orishin. There's six Mitzvahs that Odom Orishin was Mitztava, and the seventh one came when Noach was. The six Mitzvahs are about the Zorah, and Birchas Hashem, then he's not allowed to curse Hashem. And Shpichus Domin, not to kill. Al Giluy Arayos, to marry the right people. Al Gezel, not to steal. Al Adinim, to set up courts, to be sure for it all. Dinim, Dinim Momenas, things that have to do with money. And then Noach was Mitzvah on Eber Menachai. In the time of Adam Arishon, he wasn't allowed to eat meat. And when Noach came, so it says that in Rishon, because all the chayos were saved because of Noach, so they're allowed to eat meat, but you're not allowed to eat Eber Menachai. That's a part of a behemoth that was taken off while he was living. First they have to kill the behemoth, and then you're allowed to eat it. Now, here in the Gemara, we said there were three shittas, what's called Kabbalah of Ger Toshuv, either just for Avodah Zarah, or Sheva Mitzvahs, or you have to be in the Kabbalah, much more Mitzvahs, just that he eats Nevelis. On the side here, there's a Rabbi Kivega and Gilead Nashat brings to look into the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva says there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi in Sanhedrin, that's Sadivov on the base, says, Naaman Ger Toshuv Hoyo. Rashi says that Naaman was Mekabel on himself, not the door of the Zorah, but he wasn't Mekabel any other Mitzvahs. So the Shaila is because that's the sheet of Rab Meir. And he says a Ger Toshuv, Naaman Ger Toshuv, so would fit in with Rav Meir that he says it's Mekabel not to do Avodah Zarah. But why doesn't he pass him like the Chachomim? The Rambam passes like the Chachomim, that Kabbalah has to be Sheva Mitzvahs. By the way, we saw in the Rambam that the Kabbalah is Minat Torah, that by Matan Torah, the Rishonim say Matan Torah was Nishadosh, that they have to make a Kabbalah for it to be Mekayim the Sheva Mitzvot. We'll soon see why. The Be'er Sheva goes on to say that, and the Rashi in Parshas Barah says, Ger Toshav, so he says Toshav is that he's a Ger, that he doesn't do Avodah Zorah, but he eats Nevelis. That means the Rashi in Sanhedrin and in Chumash is the same, that the Iker is that he doesn't do Avodah Zorah, he's called a Ger Toshav. So the Be'er Sheva says, and he says the same exact thing in his Sefer Al HaTorah, Sefer HaDerech, in Parshas Bahar, that what the Gemara says here, that you have to be mekabel all sheva mitzvahs l'fi the chachomim, that's only l'achayoso. Like the end, the maskan of the Gemara says that the Kabbalah of these three shittas, the Kabbalah is kedei to be mechayev the Ger Toshav, which means to support him, that when he lives among us, he will have what to live on. He won't be without parnosah, without livelihood. So kedei l'achayoso, you need a Kabbalah l'fi the chachomim of all sheva mitzvahs. And that Rashi would be modest. Well, for all other Dina Torah, the lotion of the Be'er Sheva is, Abolinyan Shar Dina Torah Kula, all Dina in the Torah, Sagi, it's enough if he is Mekabel just not to do what is or. So it comes out of the Be'er Sheva that in Dina Torah, there's no Din Kabbalah. It's mashma from the Be'er Sheva, the Din Kabbalah is Midarabona. It's not in the shame of Ger Toshav, in the qualification called the Ger Toshav, only if he is Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs. It could be called a Ger Toshav without a Kabbalah B'chlal. He doesn't need a Kabbalah. As long as he's not over on any of the Sheva Mitzvahs, he doesn't get any onesh. He doesn't get punished for it. But when do you need a Kabbalah? Just if we need to be Mechai and we need to see to it that he has a livelihood. So Memela, we have to see that he's Mekabel. That's why he has to be Mekabel in front of Yidin, because it's up to us to see that he has a Parnassah. That's what would be the Chura, the Pshat, and the Be'er Sheva. And maybe the Rashba would hold that way also. The Rashba in Torah Sabayis says, from this Gemara, that says the Maskona, that Ezel Ger Toshav is that you're Mekabel on himself, the Sheva Mitzvot. And the Gemara says it's only Lachayosa. And the Gemara brings a Maisa that Rav Yehuda sent a Korban. He sent a Matona to a Goy, his name was Avidrona, and was the day that they have their festival, and we're not allowed to send any matonas to a goy because he might go and praise his Avodah Zorah, and he sent it on the day that they had their festival, so the Gemara said, because he knew that he doesn't do Avodah Zorah, so he's not going to go and go to thank Avodah Zorah for the present he got. So the Gemara asks, but we see that you have to have a Kabbalah to be called a Ger Toshav. If you're not a Kabbalah, so it doesn't count what we know he doesn't do Avodah Zorah. The Gemara says that's only Lachayosu. So the Rashba brings, so we see from here that any deen that we need for a Ger Toshav, we don't need a Kabbalah. It's enough that we know that he doesn't do Avodah Zorah. The only deen we need for Kabbalah is Legabi Lachayosu. And the lotion of the Rashba is, we didn't require from him that he should be mekabel sheva mitzvahs in front of three chaverim, only legabi lachayosu. So it's mashma from the Rashba, if it would be of the rights of the Kabbalah, he would say that we were made to legabi other dinim, that you don't need Kabbalah. He says, v'lo yitzrichu, that means we didn't require from him a Kabbalah, to mashma the Kabbalah is berabonah, like the Be'er Sheva. But the Rishonim and Makos of Tes, the Ritva and the Ramban, say mefurish that it's a doraisa, the Beis Kerov, and the end of the Sefer brings it down. They say mefurish that with mischadish in Matan Torah, that Goy, today, to have the privileges of Ger Toshav, has to be in the Kabbalah on himself, a Kabbalah, that he takes upon himself to become Ger Toshav and to keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Ma. The Ramban first says that he's medaktik yoter. If he's mekabel, it means he'll be more careful. Then he says the oath, because the Gemara says that by Matan Torah, Hashem changed the status of the goyim. Until then, they were Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Ma. They were called like a mitzvah voter, like somebody who's commanded to do it, and when he does it, he gets more schar. Then from Matan Torah, Hashem saw that they're not mekayim Sheva Mitzvahs, they made them a lower status. They're called the Einon Mitzvah Vosa, that if just they Mikayim Sheva Mitzvah, they don't get so much Tzchar. It's as if they did it voluntarily, but not as if they're part of a chiyuv, part of a commandment to do it. But the Ramban says if they're Mekabel on themselves as Ger Toshav, so then they're called the Ger Toshav, and they're called the Mitzvah Vosa. And the Ramban goes on to say that the Din, other thing that a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav b'shogeg without kavona, that wasn't on purpose. So just like a Yid goes in Golus to the Eir Miklat, runs away today to be saved, so also a Ger Toshav runs away to the Eir Miklat to be saved, and just like a Yid. If a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, he has a Din Eir Miklat l'fid Rabban. It's only if he was Mekabel Kabbalah of Ger Toshav, but not other. So you see from the Ramban and the Ritva, both of them say that the Kabbalah is a Doraisa, and it was Mischavish, it was a new thing that by Matan Torah, when the Yidin got the Torah, so the Goyim got a Din Kabbalah. And like we said before in the Ramban, that it's only because they're Mamin in Torah, and they know that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should tell the Goyim that they have a Sheva Mitzvahs, and these are the Mitzvahs that Noach was Mekabbalah. But if they look at their own mind, understands the Sheva Mitzvah, that's not called the Kabbalah for Ger Toshav. In the Gro in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Chof Daled, that's Yochas Yayin Nesach, it brings down the din of Yayin Nesach is that if a goy touches the wine, so it's also Be'eshtiyah, it's also to drink the wine, but it's B'dachal Tzmutar Ba'ano. Here it says, Ger Toshav, Dainu Shekibel Olav Sheva Mitzvahs. A Ger Toshav means somebody was Mekabel seven mitzvahs. V'chein Ger Shemol V'lotoval Magon Oser B'shtir. If you touch it, so it's also to drink that wine. So the Gra says what the Shulchan Aruch says, Ger Toshav, Dainu Shekibel Olav Sheva Mitzvahs. That's like the Chachomim. That the Shem Ger Toshav is only if he was Mekabel on himself Sheva Mitzvahs. But then he says, Abol, the Torah, the Bais of the Rashba says that the Ger Toshav, even if he's not Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, only for the Din of Lachayoso to support him, so that if we are required to support him, it's only if he was Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs. But, Legabi all other Dinim, or Legabi Yai Nesach, he don't need a Kabbalah. It's enough to know that he didn't do Avodah Zorah. And the Groz Mamshik, and he says, V'chein Kosov Rambam Be'atzmo Shom, that the Rambam himself says, the Rambam says that all goyim that we know that they, first he says the goyim that are mekabel or ger toshav that was mekabel sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, so he touches the wine. It's not also b'ano, it's only also b'shem. And then he goes on to say the chayin kol oved kechovim any goy, not even a ger toshav that was mekabel, any goy that doesn't do avodah zarah. And so he does not answer the Yayin B'Hano, just the Shtir. So you see that if the Gro says that the Rambam is the same thing like the Rashbo, it's mashma that he learned in the Rashbo that there is such a thing as Kabbalah for Lachayosu and it's a Doraisa, just like the Chachomim, but that if Legabi Dine the Rabbonah, they don't need a Kabbalah. But then there's another part with the Rambam that he says Legabi the Arabs, the Ishmaelim. It says that the chayin kol akum that doesn't do with the zora is doesn't also the yain nesich ba'no just the shtir because they're not over the avodah zorah. Kigon elu ayishmaelim they're not do avodah the zora. The yishmaelim are not called over the avodah zorah. They're over another sheva mitzvahs, but the avodah zorah they don't do. So the kesef mishne is why does the Rambam start off saying that Ger Toshav Shekibel Olav Sheva Mitzvahs, he doesn't answer the wine. And then he says that even the Ishmaelim, not the Zorah, so why does the Rambam start saying that he had a Kabbalah of Sheva Mitzvahs? So the Kesef Mishnah has two terutz. One terutz is that if it's a private person, just one person that doesn't do Avodah Zorah, but he lives among a nation that does Avodah Zorah, so then he does answer Yayin Nesach even Ba'ano. We don't count that he doesn't do Avodah Zorah. But if he's from a nation like Ishmaelim, that the whole nation doesn't do Avodah Zorah, so then we say that you don't need a Ger Toshav. That means like this. for if he's a person, a goy that lives in a nation that do have Avodah Zarah and he doesn't do Avodah Zarah, so only if he's a Ger Toshav who's in Kabbalah, Kabbalah, and he has a Shem Ger Toshav, so then he would be considered one that doesn't answer Ba'anoh. But if he's part of a nation that the whole nation doesn't do Avodah Zarah, so then we say he doesn't answer Ba'anoh. And probably it's a psychology that if he lives among a nation that all of them do Avodah Zarah, so he might also do Avodah Zarah one day. He's not so much against it. So he could answer Yai Nesek even Ba'anoh. We don't rely on the fact that he doesn't do it. It could be just happens to be, but not that he doesn't believe in Avodah Zarah. But if he's part of a nation that doesn't do Avodah Zarah, so then he's done with a Ger Toshav. That's why the Rambam says that a private person needs to be mekabel to become a Ger Toshav in order not to answer Yai Nesek. The second test of the case of Mishnah says is that it's a chidush. That even though, that means really any goy that doesn't do Avodah Zarah, he doesn't answer Yai Nesek, but then it's a chidush. Even if it gets Ger Toshav, there is mekabel not to do Avodah Zarah, and he's a higher madrega, so still he answers b'shtiyah. He still could answer a little bit the Yai Nesek. That's the two terusim in the Beis Yosef. And there's one more prat, there's a bir halacha, a very big chidush. The Bir Halacha says, in Pshat and Magen Avraham, that any goy that wants to be mekabel on himself mitzvahs, more than the Sheva mitzvah. Why is mekabel on himself the Kabbalah becoming a Ger Toshav, so he could be mekabel on himself any other mitzvahs he wants to do, or even all the mitzvahs, or part of the mitzvahs, and then once he's mekabel, he's mechuyot to be mekayim all these mitzvahs that he took upon himself. And he brings a raya, the Bir Halacha says it's dome to the Shita in the Gemara that says, Achirim Omrim, Eilu lo bo liklal Ger Toshav, lo evel Ger Toshav, that is Ocha Mevelos, and is Mekayim kol mitzvus amurus bator, which is mashma in the Gemara, that there is such a thing that a goy should be called a goy and a Ger Toshav, and is Mekayim all mitzvus. So you see that it could be that a goy should be mitkabel on himself more than Sheva mitzvus, and have to be Mekayim. The Rambam is Mefurish not like that, because the Rambam says, in the end of Hilchus Melochim, he says, Ben Noach Shirotzo Lassus Mitzvah, Mishar Mitzvah Satorah, Kedei Lekabel Schach, Ein Moni Noso Lassus O Kilchosa. The Rambam says, if a Ben Noach wants to do a mitzvah, so you don't prevent him from doing the mitzvah Kilchosa. So it's mashma that there isn't such a mitzvah that a Ben Noach should be mechuyev to do a mitzvah. It's just a shaila if he wants to do a mitzvah, we don't prevent him. There is another thing that if a Ben Noach makes up a new kind of mitzvah, so he's, such also is mechuyev mitzvah. But if he wants to do, he could do. The Radva says a mitzvah of kedusha he can't be mechayev. Of kofonim, it's mashma the Rambam that there isn't such a thing as Kabbalah that's mechayev. But there's mashma in the lotion of the Torah Sabayis. There's another lotion Torah Sabayis that he says in Shar Dalet. That's another place. He says over there, "Bachirim omrim." It could be had a different gear from the Gemara. "Bachirim omrim elu va'elu lo bol liklal gear." That means the ones who are mekabel not to do Avodah Zarah, or the mekabel sheva mitzvahs. They not called the gear. For Ger Toshav. Why? The Gershon is Gerak Kikotan Shanolad, only says this kind of Ger is not a Gershon, it's Gerak Kikotan Shanolad, only he says it has to be that he was Mekabel more mitzvahs. So the Lashon Gershon is Gerak Kikotan Shanolad, Biyachas, in connection with a Goy, with a Ger Toshav, is a very big Chiddush, it needs a Pshat. But one thing we do see that the Kabbalah, that the Ger Toshav is Mekabel, is not just Stami's promising to do it, only it gives them a new shem, a new messiah of gear. That's why when the Briskerov talks about Ger Toshav, he says, and if he has charota from his Kabbalah, he could have charota. It could be lefi the Bir Halacha, and lefi the Rashba, and his Loshon, he can't have charota. Once he came to the dark of Ger Toshav, he has to do it. There's no other way. Okay.